Well, I'm going to tell you the story about a miracle car. I had a 1999 Mazda Protege, which I loved, but you know, cars don't last forever. They only last until you get them paid for, usually. Well, in 2005, I went and made my last car payment, and I thought, yeah, hallelujah. Now, how it feels to make your last car payment? You don't have to think about that $389 a month anymore. So anyway, when I made that last car payment, I said, God, when this car starts going, I'm going to believe you for a new car with no car payments. And everybody thought I was a little nuts believing that, but I know how big God is. He's a lot bigger than we are. So I kept believing that, you know, and every once in a while I think, oh, maybe. No, I'm going to just trust you, God, for this car because I don't want any more car payments ever. And so I went, and in 2011, the day of reckoning started coming. The car started breaking down, you know, $400 here, $90 there, $80 there, $50 there. And I'm thinking, okay, God, this car is starting to go, and I'm still believing you for that new car with no car payments. So this friend of ours came up from Dana Point, and Mazda Nissan had this right after I spent another $89 for another oil leak, new tires, whatever. It was costing a fortune. Anyway, this lady came up, and she's a lot older than I am. Well, a few years older than I am, not a lot. And Mazda Nissan was having this big, big deal going on. They called me to tell me about it, you know, and I'd forgotten that I'd already gone through this thing last year. So I mentioned it to her, and she goes, well, let's go to it. I said, it's on Sunday afternoon. But I went anyway, and, you know, they give you these little tickets. You answer a question, there's two, and they give you these tickets, and you get the opportunity to buy a nice car for only $89. You know what that means? They're going to get you inside and talk you into buying a car. And it's always an ugly car. And this was an ugly little navy blue hatchback that was fading out. And I went, God, please don't let me win that car. I wanted a new car with no car payments. So she got there before I did that night, actually. And so she said, you know, Nellie, I've been checking out some of the cars around here. And how would you like to go check out some with me? I said, sure. My mother always taught me to respect people that were older than I am. So out of, you know, respect for her, I said, okay, I will. I didn't want to even go to this. It's Sunday afternoon. All I wanted to do was go home and rest. And so we get there, and the second car we looked at was this little blue Honda Civic. What do they call it? It's a Honda Civic something. Anyway, I looked at this car, and I fell in love with this car. But it was only a 2009. But she said, hey, you want to take it for a ride? Sure. Got in this car, drove it, and I thought, oh, I just love this car. It's the right color blue, you know, blue. But the perfect color car for me. I wanted a blue car. And I thought, but that's not a new car. But I didn't say anything. I didn't know what was really going on at that point. So we came back with the car. She said, how do you like the car? I said, I think it's a great car. I love it. She goes, I do too. Shall we go and see what kind of a deal we can make on it? I went, what? I said, do you know what you're doing? She said, honey, it's only money. I went, oh, yeah, that's good for you to say. But so we went in, and we were, you know, having fun with the salesmen, and we were talking about the Lord to them, and, you know, looking at their pictures of their little kids and all that kind of thing. And the guy said, you know, you ladies are so nice. We'd like to offer you a brand-new 2012 Nissan for a lesser price than this Honda. You know, I was believing for the new car with no car payments. So they brought out this little white, probably the smallest Nissan there is, with black interior. And we sat in it and we went, oh, didn't feel good about this car at all. And God spoke to me. He said, you know, I just wanted you to know, I wanted you to give you what you were believing for. And I said, you know, God, I appreciate that, but I really think I would rather have the Honda, and I think that's the car you would like me to have anyway. And, you know, we went back inside, and she gave him her credit card, and they said, do you have another form of payment besides the credit card? And she said, well, will you take a check? They said, sure. So she writes out a check for $22,000 and something and hands it to him, said, Nellie, fill out the papers. See how God answers prayer when you believe and trust in him. He answers prayer every time. I walked out of the car with a car with no car payments. It might have not have been brand new, but I could have gotten a brand new, but I chose the 2009, and it's a perfect, wonderful car. Thank you. Oh, and that was my road trip. My road trip was going from my house to the church, to the automobile place.